On line now is Andreas Wobber from Germany. He's the trainer of Red Cardinal, a one-time favourite for the Melbourne Cup, owned by Australian Bloodstock. And I've got to ask you, Andreas, how is Red Cardinal doing?
Yeah, Red Cardinal is doing well. I mean, he worked this morning and we're quite happy with that. And so we're looking forward to go down under with him.
You've been very patient with Australian Bloodstock in bringing this horse. You've had it in mind for a little while, haven't you?
Yes, there was always a plan, even last year, but it didn't work out for last year. So we always had it in our mind for this year. And the whole preparation was always for the Spring Carnival, for the Melbourne Cup.
And in doing, let's go through for our listeners just to help them a little bit. Two runs ago, you took him to America and he won the Belmont Gold Cup. And that was a really strong win that day, Andreas.
Yeah, no, he did everything right that day. It was a very good performance. And he stayed the trip very well. And it's the main thing. And but he came back really well.
And that was really, if you look at his previous run, which was back in May, and then the Belmont Gold Cup win, they were both at 2 mile, Andreas.
Yeah, so he can run over a mile and a half as well, because he has a nice sort of foot, but he has a fast run race. So, but the main goal is over 2 miles, and so he shouldn't have the problem with that.
His last run was at Doval in the Kerguelen. Marmelo won the race. I understand the horse may have suffered some sort of allergy during or prior to that race that day.
Yeah, and he didn't look that well because he had spots everywhere. But Trent Stewart were fine with him to run him, and we wanted to run him, to, otherwise the break would have been too long. And so he wasn't feeling that comfortable that day. And he hated the rough ground there at Doval as well. So Eddie didn't give him a tough race, and he still ran all right.
He just wasn't suited on that ground, eh?
No, he was very rough ground, and that's what he didn't like as well. And with that allergy of that day that appeared, he wasn't feeling that comfortable as well.
Okay, so you've raced obviously at Flemington. You know what that track is like. Do you think Red Cardinal will be suited at Flemington?
Yeah, it'll be a perfect track for him. No, that shouldn't worry us at all.
Okay. He goes into quarantine in a couple of days?
Yeah, he leaves us tomorrow evening, and the quarantine starts on Thursday.
Okay. You mentioned there that he's worked at home this morning. Do you do much with him at Newmarket while he's in quarantine once he's in England?
Yeah, I mean, they keep on working normally and do some faster work twice there over the 40 days to keep him ticking over and to keep his condition. And I go over twice for these work days. Yeah, but so far everything has been went smoothly.
Andreas, he's not entered in any other race bar the Melbourne Cup. Would you like to have a lead-up race somewhere or not?
The plan is to run him in the Herbert Power.
Okay, just a suitable, nice lead-up race to Melbourne.
That's right. I mean, we did that with Protectionist when we were there a couple of years ago, and
yep,
it worked out fine.
Yep, that's good. You're bringing two others for the guys as well. 60s Groove has entered for the Melbourne Cup. He'd probably have to win a race along the way. Tell us a little bit about 60s Groove.
60s Groove, yeah. I mean, the plan is we wanted to run him here, but the time was running out. And so we just got to see if he will be ready for some sort of race like the Geelong Cup.
Okay, and the other horse is one that's sort of got to work up his ratings a little bit, called Garcia.
Yeah, Garcia is a nice, interesting horse. And there's a Melbourne Cup Day, a nice stakes race, which we're looking at.
Okay, so on Melbourne Cup Day, he could run in a lesser race.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, I should ask you, Andreas, many people fondly remember Protectionist from a few years ago. Is there any similarity between Protectionist and Red Cardinal, the way they race?
Yeah, quite similar, because they both come from off the pace with a nice foot.
Protectionist had a beautiful turn of foot, mate. Is this horse, I mean, the weights came out yesterday, 55 kilos. What's your feeling telling you what with that weight?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised. I thought we would have a kilo less, really, because it's the weight's a bit compromised, a bit tied together.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that they have a bit more difference in the weight to the top horses.
Can he win with 55 kilos at his best?
We hope so. We hope.
And what are you going to do with the jockey?
We haven't discussed it yet so far. We're still in, and so we're also looking for jockeys and for the first race with Herbert Power.
Yep.
But it's quite early because it's the Everest race in Sydney on the same day.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a few options. Hey, mate, we can't wait to see you again at Werribee. We'll be broadcasting from there, and I know you'll be here with Red Cardinal and the others. We know you've got the touch of winning a Melbourne Cup, so we look forward to seeing you again, Andreas.
Okay, me too.
Good on you, Andreas. Joining us, Andreas Waller from Germany with the latest on Red Cardinal, owned by Australian Bloodstock. It's $17 right now with tab.com.au in the Melbourne Cup. I can tell you also, I wanted to mention another couple of horses. I've mentioned from the Melbourne Cup point of view, Nikita and the Sayed Bin Saror hopefuls with Natural Scenery. There's a horse running tonight at Listowel in the UK at 5:05 called Riven Light, R-I-V-E-N for Willie Mullins. It's got an entry for the Cox Plate and the Melbourne Cup, and it runs tonight at 5:05. It'd be fair to say the horse needs to improve off its last couple of runs, but we'll have a bit of interest in that one tonight. And we've got Marco Botti coming back with a horse called Dylan Mouth. It's been given 53.5. It's number 31 in the order of entry for the Melbourne Cup of a very impressive win at Haydock. And he spoke with At the Races overnight. They asked what sort of form this horse Dylan's Mouth is in.
Oh, he's in great form. You know, he's training really well. We just fresh him up a little bit, you know, since he ran a Haydock. You know, it's been a little bit a long season when you start in Dubai, beginning of January, you know, to get to the Melbourne Cup in November. So he probably needed a little bit, you know, an easy time. And but he's, you know, he worked well the weekend, and yeah, really pleased with his condition.
Okay, so there's Marco Botti on Dylan's Mouth. It's, as I say, number 31 in the order of entry, and it's $51 right now. It'll come in the second shipment. It'll arrive in Melbourne about a fortnight before the Emirates Melbourne Cup. So there's the latest in regard to that massive race, and so much to unfold, maybe starting tonight with that Willie Mullins runner. By the way, Lloyd Williams hasn't accepted for any in the Newcastle Cup. He was concerned by travelling such a long way to run on a firm track. So Hans Holbein, Crocodile Rock, Kilimanjaro, Almandon, they're all going to run at Flemington on Saturday in a 2,500 metre race